I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nearly 50 Christians have been killed over a three-week span in Nigeria. Fulani militants were behind most of the latest attacks, while Boko Haram was to blame for one pastor's death. Joshua Irandi with Transworld Radio says Fulani Islamists increasingly target Christian farmers, and the Nigerian government does nothing to oppose the violent campaign. Instead, believers are pushed into displacement camps where despair comes easily.
Some people who do not have places to go are moved into IDP camps provided by the government.
Pray Nigeria's government would take action against the extremists. And the things that matter most take time. FMI serves local churches in some of the hardest-to-reach places on earth. Today, they're in the middle of an exciting yet slow season of expanding their reach in the Arabian Peninsula and North Africa. Here's Patrick Anthony from FMI.
We start with people that we trust, and they share relationships, friendships that they have that they trust. So
the team connects with national leaders with the same vision to see God's kingdom expand.
From country to country, FMI has the same goals of assisting church planters, evangelism, seeing the church spread. But how that happens in each country can look a little different.
Please pray for trust, clear communication, and understanding cross-culturally for FMI's new relationships in North Africa. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.